Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Spud Groshon. This week on the show, I have long-term internet friend, Jord Hammond. Jord is a British travel photographer who's currently living in Bali. Seems like the life, doesn't it? I would say so, and I've never even been there. For those Android users out there, you can now find us on Google Play. Enough of my babbling. Here is the interview with Jord. I'd like to welcome to the podcast, Jord Hammond. What's up, dude?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Spud.
No worries.
Finally be here, man.
Yeah, where are you now?
So right now I'm in Bali, okay. in Indonesia. Yeah, I've been here for a few weeks. Me and Soph have actually just put 6 months down on a villa, so we're going to be here for the next 6 months or so.
Oh, wow, that's nice to have a place for a while.
Yeah, good to finally have a base, man. I've been on the road for like two and a bit years, so good to finally slow down a little bit and focus on the important things.
Was getting a six-month lease there difficult?
No, not at all. They have plenty of like letting agencies here that cater to like foreigners, I guess. There are a lot of like foreigners living in like Canggu, which is where we're based, and also like other towns, around this area. So it wasn't difficult at all. I mean, we went and looked at a villa. I think we organized it the day before, went and looked at it, and we had it signed the next day. So it was all pretty simple.
Very nice.
Yeah.
that's super awesome.
One of the less challenging parts of traveling, actually. Turned out to be the villa here. So.
Well, now it's not even traveling. Now you're just living there.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels good, man.
That's great. So let's go. Let's start from the beginning. What got you interested in traveling?
I think, two kind of reasons. I'd say first being my dad. He's always been like one to travel, and he's always been keen on the idea of me traveling. So, since from a young age, we've always been on like little trips together, and he's always said like, I guess once you come of age, once you're like 18, 19, or once you finish university, you need to go out and travel a little bit more. So there was that. And also where I work, actually, when I was at home, while I was at university, I worked at the docks in my town because I live right by the sea, and I worked on cruise ships there, and I met a lot of people there who had done a lot of traveling in Southeast Asia. And I'd say because of them and the stories they told me, that led me to do like the Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, Laos trip. Like that was my first big trip away.
Okay.
So yeah, I would say it was like a mixture of like friends and family that made me want to travel.
Okay. When was that Southeast Asia trip? When did you do that?
So that was about 4 years ago. 4 years ago, yeah. Next month, I would have been going away to Southeast Asia. Yeah, and we did a 9-week trip there. And ever since that, I mean, I haven't wanted to stop really.
Yeah.
I've done my best not to stop. I did that trip, and then I was at home for about 9 months working and saving, and then I met Soph, and then we moved out to China, and then since we moved to China, it's been non-stop.
Had you been to China before you moved?
No, I hadn't.
Oh, okay. That so was it was my just first. Throw caution to the wind and go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even like going to Beijing or Shanghai, which are kind of Western in many ways. It was straight into Chongqing where we lived. Yeah, so I threw myself in at the deep end. But I'm really glad I did it. Yeah, really glad I went. I absolutely love that country.
What was living in China like?
Interesting, to say the least. Yeah. You've been, right?
Yeah, I've been a couple times. And like, I couldn't do more than 2 weeks the last time I was there. I kind of ran out of money. I got sick. And the time before was working, so it wasn't really much special.
Okay. Yeah, you say you got sick. That takes some getting used to. I felt ill for about a month.
Yeah,
when I moved there. Yeah, I totally wasn't used to it. Like, it was really interesting though. I mean, the first month was quite difficult because, all the like, I guess Western comforts you have like back home, back in England, are totally stripped away.
Yeah,
and you start to think like, oh my god, was this the right move? And then you remember you signed a year contract with a school, so you haven't really got a choice.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun, though. I mean, we stayed in China for the entire year. We didn't leave once. So we did a lot of traveling in the country as well, which helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good fun, though. I'd totally recommend going to anyone.
And you were teaching English?
Yeah, I was. I was teaching English at like a private school there, and I was doing private lessons outside of that, like at my house or at the students' houses. So, yeah, I try to keep myself busy while I was there.
Keep yourself occupied so you didn't have to think about being sick.
Yeah.
What's it like teaching English abroad?
Hmm.
I've talked to a lot of people who've done it, and everybody's like, it's incredible, but nobody ever kind of goes into detail.
And I had a lot of fun. Like towards, I'd say the last 6 months, you know, once you get to know the students. Oh yeah. So once you get to know the students, it was a real good fun. Becomes a lot more relaxed. You get to know them on like a personal level and you know, vice versa. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, but it just took me back to like when I was a student, you know, like you start to feel sorry for the teachers you used to have, because you have some students that just, you know, they're pure evil.
Oh yeah, I mean, kids in general are pure evil, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a fair comment, mate. Like, I had one kid in a class, no joke, threw an egg at my head. Threw an egg at my head.
Was it at least cooked so it didn't splatter everywhere?
No, it totally burst on my head and went all over me.
Oh, that's so incredible, but so fucking bad at the same time.
So bad. Like, I didn't know how to react to that. I was just pure shock.
Yeah, I mean, how do you react to that? I remember I was walking down the street in Perth once, and someone dropped an egg from above, and it hit me in the shoulder, and I was like, I'm literally going out with all of my friends right now. I cannot be dealing with this.
Yeah, do not need this ever.
Not at all.
I think I actually ended up picking up her stuff and wiping all the egg off of myself with her belongings. So yeah, I kind of felt like I got back at her.
Yeah, you definitely got some redemption.
Yeah.
So do you speak Mandarin then?
A little bit, yeah. I can get by. I can in absolutely no way speak fluently or even like have, you know, in-depth conversations with people, but enough to live there and not speak English, so.
That's better than most people I would know, I think.
It's better than a lot of people that live there as well. I think, you know, a lot of people there, they kind of mix with only Western people, and you know, all they're doing is going home, going to school, or going to the bars where all the foreigners hang out. So they didn't really get the opportunity to like speak Chinese. But I learned some before I went, and then Sophie studied Chinese, so she helped me with that. And yeah, I felt like it was the least I could do. And it makes your life way easier, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Did you take classes at all while you were there to learn, or?
No, I didn't, and I wish I had. I didn't take classes. I don't know why, you know? Like, I just learned from a textbook. And then through just trial and error, and I had some Chinese friends who, like, helped me now and then. But I didn't ever really commit to it, which is one thing I wish I'd done, but yeah, I mean, we've moved to Bali. We're thinking about like taking it a little bit more seriously, like actually starting to learn Chinese properly, because we're planning to go back like this year and probably every year actually. So it would be great to go back and be able to speak fluently, you know, like maybe host workshops out there and
okay, yeah,
stuff like that. Yeah.
That'd be rad. So was it in China that you had started doing photography, or had you do were you doing it before?
No, it was really in China where I started getting really into it. I'd bought a camera just before I left to go to China. And, I mean, I didn't take photos at home. I just didn't really feel too inspired at home. So when I got to China, I started to realize, oh, my God, there's all these beautiful places. I really should go and take photos of that. And that's how I kind of started. We went away every 2 to 3 weeks while we were teaching there, because we only work 4 days a week, so you know, we got like the 3 days off, so it kind of worked out quite well, being able to do trips like every so often. And yeah, it kind of just snowballed from there, I guess.
What were some of your favorite places that you went while you were living in China?
Oh God, too many. Avatar Mountains.
Jiangxia.
Yeah, that place is incredible. God, where else? The Great Wall. Great Wall was awesome.
The Great Wall is
pretty
awesome.
We actually went out to a section. Yeah, it was epic, man. We went out to a section like an hour and a half, 2 hours from downtown Beijing. So we actually spent sunset on that part of the wall, and we were the only people on it.
That seems like it would be a very rare occurrence.
Yeah, I feel that way too. I mean, I know there are definitely like a few very popular parts of the wall, which is why we decided not to go to those, because I knew it would just be absolutely packed. I mean, you've probably seen the photos on Google.
I mean, where it's like tin sardines,
you know, just...
Oh, yeah.
People absolutely packed on it, but yeah. Great Wall, Avatar Mountains. I went to the Gobi Desert. That was also pretty sweet.
I went to the Gobi Desert, but in Mongolia.
In Mongolia, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, I imagine... I was going to say, how was it? But I imagine fairly similar.
Mongolia in general is breathtaking.
Yeah, this is so high up on my list, man. Like, we did spend some time in northern China, like northwest China, on the border with Mongolia, and I felt like, you know, the landscapes there must have been very similar, like big open grasslands.
It seems like
mastiffs docked up at the farms, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. It feels like the sky goes on forever.
Oh, man, yeah, absolutely. Like, sometimes, you'll see, like, totally different weather in, like, four different directions.
Yeah, that's 100% it. And then, like,
so epic.
Further west, there's apparently an incredible mountain range. Yeah, Mongolia is a place I wish I could spend about a year.
Ah, dang. Yeah, we should do that. We should organize that trip.
Let's go.
A year in Mongolia.
Could you imagine? Like,
yeah, be mad. Be mad.
Be
crazy. I wonder how that would compare to China for a year.
I mean, I feel like there's more in China.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more diverse.
I mean, it is massive.
Yeah, there's so much to see, man. Like, although we spent a year there, and I've been back two or three times since we spent that year there, there's still so much I haven't seen, and, you know, so much I'm looking forward to doing there.
Okay. It sounds like I need to go to China with you. Is what it sounds
like.
You should.
We've got. Sorry, someone just dropped some batteries from the roof, like the window above me. They're coming for us, man. They're coming. It won't be long before the eggs start coming down.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay, so when you're taking trips and stuff, are you much of a planner, or do you kind of just pick a destination and go?
No, I'm a big planner. I really love the whole process, mate. Like, I'm all for, you know, spontaneity and going to places and not having too much of a plan. But I don't know. I like the process. You know, like actually figuring out where you want to go, and that's a big part of finding locations that not so many people have been to, or not so many people have photographed. It often takes like a little bit of planning. Yeah, so. I don't have like a day by day plan, but I have an idea of where I want to go and shoot, and I've got all the locations in my maps. So, you know, in between doing that, then I guess there's not so much of a plan.
Okay. So it's not, I guess that's not, that's, I think I plan kind of similar. I decide where I want to go and go. I don't like, I have friends who plan stuff down to like the hour, and that seems so insane to me.
Yeah. I see a lot of people create spreadsheets as well, and for me is a little bit too structured.
I've met people, because like, what do you do? What happens if something fails? What happens if, like, you know, you want to just have a coffee?
Yeah.
I can't count the number of times where I've been like, I'm not doing anything today, but I'm in some random country. All I'm going to do is drink coffee.
Yeah, I'm just going to have a day off. Yeah, those spreadsheets don't account for that. And weather as well, you know, you might be totally clouded in on some days, and then, you know, the spreadsheets would tell you that you got to move on, but I always try and stay in a place long enough to see it in its best light, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's spoken like a true photographer. I'm a big fan of, like, trying to be somewhere and then kind of experiencing it in its harshest reality, you know, bright, sunshiny grossness.
Yeah.
Just to see everybody out and about.
Yeah. But like, we usually do stay long enough to see like all parts of it, you know, like, which I think is a good thing. I don't like to just go to a place, get a photo and leave. Like,
yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, because sometimes I think you can feel like it's easy to get caught up in that, you know, like just going to places for the photos, you know, we're all doing it, but it's just nice to actually stay a little while and get a feel for the place rather than, because you just get the photos and leave, sometimes you feel like you haven't even seen it.
Well, that's that. I've been reading a lot of people lately have been posting things like that on the internet saying, you know, what's the point in traveling if all you're doing is going there, taking the same photo as everybody and leaving?
Yeah.
It's yeah. Especially if you're traveling like halfway across the world, like going to the Philippines and not really seeing anything but, you know, with your camera and for a second.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people get lost in that, you know, like maybe it's just how badly they want to, I don't know, they want to grow a following on social media or something like that. You know, they don't care too much about where they are or they don't care too much beyond getting that photo, you know?
Yeah.
Because they just want to make it happen or they want to make it, you know, like this a full-time thing. But I don't know. I think it's a little bit sad if you're just going to spots for that reason alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's very
sounds stressful.
Well, it sounds like just making new places like the Great Wall and the Eiffel Tower, where like people have been going to for fucking centuries.
Centuries, yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like now all these places are kind of living up to that sort of situation where it's like, oh well, this is the photo I have to take here. This is a photo of this place that I've seen.
Yeah, I tell you what, like I don't often look at too many photos before I go to places because. You know, like you see so many photos of spots, and when you actually get there, you feel like you've already seen it, and it can sometimes be a little underwhelming.
Yeah, I've definitely experienced that.
Yeah, that, and you go in with the mindset like, oh, these are the photos I want. I like to go there without that, I guess, that preconception of what I should do, and just turn up and be like, right, what can we do here? Like,
yeah, I like that. That's very good. Yeah. Okay, so how do you budget for a trip? Do you budget for a trip? Do you just kind of take it?
I don't budget.
I don't either, and I know so many people who do. And yeah, I usually just that's a fly by the seat of my pants thing for sure.
Yeah, that too sounds stressful to me. Like I like to have as less stress as possible, so I don't actually budget. I mean, I don't go beyond my means. I don't spend crazy money on food or hotels or anything like that. But that's the last thing I really want to worry about, like money when I'm trying to enjoy a place. Like I don't want to have to think about that stuff. And then, you know, I mean, traveling in Asia, like it's never going to really break the bank, is it?
I mean,
unless you're in Singapore or something like that.
Yeah, isn't Beijing seemed pretty expensive?
Hmm.
And fucking Japan is expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say like probably Beijing and Shanghai are a little more expensive, but it all depends on where you go to eat. You know, like because we lived in China for a while, like we know like where the cheaper spots are going to be. We also have like friends in different cities there, so we always like are able to find like the better deals. But yeah, Japan's definitely like a little more expensive. It all depends on how you travel it, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can easily spend like $30-$40 a night on hotels there, but. Yeah, we often travel in bigger groups as well. So we get Airbnbs and share them, and
oh, okay,
cut the cost of like transport on the ground. So
do you with transport and stuff? Do you take like local like buses and things, or do you kind of get cars and things?
Okay. Yeah, we do local buses. I mean, unless it's a job where they organize like private cars and stuff, which I'm not going to turn down.
Of course not.
Yeah. But yeah, say in China, we're always local buses, local trains. It's all part of the fun as well.
Yeah. When I was in China, I took the train twice.
Okay, where did you take it from?
I took it from Beijing to Xi'an and then Xi'an to Hong Kong.
Oh, sweet. But Xi'an to Hong Kong's quite long.
It was 9 hours.
Yeah.
But the only ticket I could get was first class.
Ah, nice.
which sounds like it would be awesome, but it was, you know, it didn't feel any different than anywhere else I would have probably sat on the train, and except for the car I saw that had no seats with people in it.
Yeah, people stood up. Yeah, I'm not about that. I don't really fancy that.
I'd be curious for like a little while.
Yeah, but maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, I once took the train from London to Manchester. Which was like a 3-hour ride, and there were no seats. It was all standing.
Oh my goodness, really?
Yeah. Or the last time I took the train from Bangkok to Cambodia, it was was like 5 hours of standing before there was enough room for seats.
Jesus.
It was bad.
That is bad, yeah.
But, you know.
That's terrible.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man, yeah. Nothing you can do about it.
Absolutely not. So, what do you take with you as far as camera gear?
Camera gear. I have a Canon 5D Mark IV.
Okay.
16-35, 50, and 7200.
So not too much.
Not too much, no. I did have a 24-105, but that kind of gave out on me a few months ago, as did my 7200. They both just totally stopped working, so I had to replace those.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't want to carry too much. I know, so I've got my mate, Jacob, mate. He's got the heaviest camera bag. Must be on the planet. Must be on the planet. Thing weighs like 18 kilos.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, he's getting pretty strong off of that, but.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he's well prepared for every situation. But I feel like the three lenses I have cater to most of the shooting, yeah. I do, so.
Yeah, I mean, it covers a wide range.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I would like to swap it out maybe for like just primes at some point, but yeah, for now it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a Mavic as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but all of that fits in my bag. I really like my camera bag. It fits all that crap in, like with my laptop, all the chargers, all the batteries. So.
That's okay. So that was going to be my next question. Are you a big packer? Do you take a lot of things with you?
I don't. No, not really. Like, I have a girlfriend who likes to take a lot of things. She's always like, your little trip, you know, she's like, oh, you know, you're going to need like 14 pairs of underwear. You're going to need 14 t-shirts. I'm like, no, not at all. I could pack my stuff in a plastic bag.
I did a 6-month trip around the world with 3 t-shirts, 3 pairs of underwear, and 3 pairs of socks.
That's amazing.
It was great. It was easy. I washed it in the sink every night.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's how I do it. But I have another half who disagrees with that theorem. So I just let her carry it.
Well, then that's different. I'm sure she appreciates that. That's funny. Okay, so when you do travel for yourself and travel for work, how do you separate them?
Well, often I find myself recently being, it's tough, you know, because traveling for work is the part that makes you money. And I'm always usually doing jobs on my personal trips as well, you know, whether it's shooting, you know, products or, you know, stuff for brands. So hard to separate them sometimes, but I often find like my China trips,
mm-hmm.
which is why I go so often, they're my personal trips where I'm not actually taking on any work. So I try and like keep myself booked up for like 2 or 3 months and then I take a month out.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, something like that. Because, I mean, I don't mind traveling for work. Like, that was the goal. And I've kind of made it happen, so I can't complain. But, yeah, it's always a different aesthetic, you know. You're not when you're doing the work trips, you're not going to shoot things you necessarily want to shoot. Or, you know, so it's always good to balance that with places that you really want to go to.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, try and do a few months on, a month off or something like that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. But like, you know how it is, like, it's tough to turn down work as well, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually, with mine, I usually book trips around the beginning or the end of a tour, and somehow I get lucky enough that my, the band I work for pays for the flights.
That's amazing.
Right? It's kind of lovely.
Maybe I'll start working with you.
I mean, I think we could use an assistant.
Well, here I am.
here you are, all the way in Bali.
Yeah, I'm a little bit far away. Yeah, unless you guys fancy relocating, we do have a spare room.
Don't tell.
You're
me,
always welcome.
Don't tell me things like that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's one place in the world that you want to go more than anywhere?
I have a few places on that list. I'll try and go for one. Top three.
Go for top three.
Top three. Okay. One would definitely be Bhutan.
Yep, I'm with you on that 100%.
You with me on that? Yeah. I've been speaking to a few tour companies out there recently, so I'm hoping I'll be able to make that happen sometime later this year. I mean, we'll see.
Okay.
I would love to go to Greenland.
That seems relatively easy, though.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it would be cool to do like a sailing trip around there.
Okay, that's not that easy.
Yeah, not so easy. But yeah, something like that. And I would love to go to Patagonia in Argentina.
How is that not something you've done?
I'm not sure. I've not actually done too much of the States, you know, like North or South America. Sorry. Okay. I've only been in New York for like 4 days. And for the majority of that, I was just in an office, so I didn't really get to see much, and I don't feel like it's totally representative of America anyway. And as far as South America goes, I've been to Peru, which I'm going back to in 2 days' time. So I've got a lot to see on that side of the world.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Mm. Earlier this year, I went to Chile. I didn't go to Patagonia, but I went to the desert, and it's definitely a place you have to go.
South America. Was that like Atacama?
Yeah.
No,
it was pretty amazing.
That's sick. I would have loved to have done that like after this Peru trip. We're there for 11. I'm there for like 13 days, I think. So I got the workshop and then got a little job after that before I fly back to the UK. But yeah, I mean, we're going to have to arrange a South America trip at some point. Like going there for 2 weeks is just not enough.
No,
I mean, maybe it's okay for Peru. Like maybe.
Yeah.
Pushed, but yeah, I'd love to go back. I did want to go into Chile and like Bolivia and places like that, but I'll just, you know, I've already got my flights back, so.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure I'll make it happen another time. And it's also the winter down there right now. It's going to be pretty cold, like quite a contrast to Bali. I'd like to go out there in the summer or something like that.
So did you say you're going to Peru to do a workshop?
Yeah, me and my friend Phil, we're leading a photography workshop out there in Peru. So we've got 11 days there.
Okay, is it in Lima? Is it in Cusco?
So we're starting in Lima. We'll fly into Lima the first night's there. I think just to get everyone settled in. I think most people are traveling from the States, so it's just going to be me with serious jet lag. I mean, I'm arriving at 10 p.m. and then the next morning it starts. So we're going down to Huacachina, you know, to the desert, and then we'll back up to Lima. I think then we'll fly into Cusco. You know, we've got Machu Picchu in the Rainbow Mountain. We've got 2 days of hiking in the Andes as well. So
that's very cool.
Yeah, lots of different landscapes. I'm really looking forward to it. It should be really good fun.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that once it's done.
Yeah, it should be great. A lot of good people seem to be going. Got another one of my friends coming as well. He's going to video the trip. So I'm really looking forward to that, man.
And yeah, that's awesome.
That'll actually be my first photography workshop, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's a fun question.
Okay.
What has traveling taught you about yourself?
That I have a deep hatred for indecisiveness.
Oh yes, I love that answer.
People, and it's like, and I'm like, yeah, let's go to this. Let's go for sunrise now. And people are like, oh, like, you know, should we go? Like, I don't know if the weather looks good, or I don't know if I want to go. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going. So you'll see, you know, just indecisiveness, and I guess there's a part of that I'm maybe a slightly impatient, I think, with indecisiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably told me that. It's told me that I want to see the entire world.
Every inch of it, right?
Every single inch of it, like, at some point anyway.
Like down to the places you would have never been, you would have thought you wanted to go, like everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, especially the places. I don't just want to travel to places because, you know, you get really cool Instagram photos from it. I'd love to travel to places to shoot like more you know, the people of the places and, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff as well.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I would love to move towards, like, photojournalism at some point. I think that would be sweet.
That was always something that, like, once I started actually picking up a camera and doing things, that was something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
For a while, I looked into taking, like, night classes or online classes while I was on tour, but I never really did anything with it.
No?
No, I mean, it's just being on tour is a lot of is a busy schedule. So,
yeah, I'm sure. I mean, you must be busy every single day.
Yeah, usually.
Whether that be at work or like traveling to new locations, like.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy one.
So. It's like when we do work trips, you know, they're nonstop.
Yeah, I'd always be curious to see what that's like be a fly on the wall for a photo work trip.
Yeah, some have been hectic, you know, like fly from Bali to New York, and then you've got 4 days, 12 hours in the office, and then you fly straight to Peru, and you've got 10 days work, and then you fly back to the UK for 2 days, then to Macau for a week, and then back to the UK. Like, can just absolutely destroy your body clock.
Do the when you do stuff like that, do you fly coach? Do you fly first class?
No, I don't fly first class.
you should start.
No. Yeah, I wish. I'm sure I'll make that happen at some point. But I quite enjoy flights anyway. I don't usually find them like a problem, and I don't ever feel that tired when I get off the flights anyway. So
yeah, it usually takes me a day before I get like really hit with jet lag.
Yeah. Usually I turn up and I'm like, yeah, I feel really good, and the next day I'm just slumped.
That's me. 100%.
I think that may happen in Peru because there's a lot of high altitude as well. So.
Oh, it was pretty rough when I was there. Drank a lot of tea. I didn't get sick. I almost got sick in Ecuador, but Peru, I definitely was like, I was feeling it.
Yeah. I've seen, you know, part of the itinerary takes us to like 17,000-18,000 feet.
Yeah, that's high.
So that's kind of high, yeah. I haven't had any allergy sickness before, so. I think the highest I've been, and I don't usually work in feet, so I think I've been to around 4,900 meters, and that was okay.
Yeah, that's still pretty high.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how that goes, though, you know, trying to teach people at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. It'll go well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Do you keep track of how many countries you've been to? Are you a country counter?
Not really. It's somewhere in the low 40s.
It's so strange. I always used to keep a list, but never really keep track of a number. And then recently I wanted to, like, I found out about something called the Traveler's Century Club.
All right.
And it's like you have to have gone to 100 countries to be part of this club. And I don't know why, but I have this insane desire to be part of this club now.
And how close are you to being a member?
I don't know. I'm like 30 away.
Hey, wow, that's pretty decent.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's, you know, I just did 3 new countries 2.5 weeks ago. They were just little countries. It was Vatican City, San Marino, and Monaco.
Oh, okay.
Just tiny little European places.
Yeah, you got the small ones.
I mean, I've been to all the big ones.
Yeah. Do you find it difficult to like find new countries that you want to visit now, or I mean, just you still got loads on the?
There's still loads, but like in Europe, it's hard.
Like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I want to go more, like, I want to go back to Turkey and see different parts of Turkey and things like that. I want to go to Georgia, and I want to go to the stands really bad.
Sick.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. It'd be really rad, but...
I often find myself wanting to revisit countries that I've been to just because I've missed out on certain places.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So when it gets to that point, you know, like, I mean, I don't really care about numbers of countries I've been to, but when it gets to that point, you start realizing that, oh, damn, like, I've been to the same countries for the past year, actually. Should probably try and get something new.
Well, like, I have this bad thing of going back to Thailand all the time just because it's comfortable, it's great, the food is awesome, the people are nice.
Full moon party, right?
I love Thailand, yeah, full moon party. but it's awesome. I love Thailand.
Yeah, it's a good place, man. When did you last go?
January.
Sick. Yeah, nice. I think I was there. In February time, January, February time, something like that.
Yeah, I went with a friend for 3 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
it's such a good place, man.
It's a great place, but there are so many other, like, I've never been to Vietnam.
Oh, wow. Oh, you should to go.
Yeah, like, it's stupid things like that. Or, like, I've actually never been to Bali.
Well, now's the perfect time. I say that, it's actually been, like, raining nonstop for the past 2 days. But it is the summer out here, so now's a good time to come.
I do like the rain. It seems pretty awesome.
You do, yeah, you should make it out here. Oh, it's so good, mate. I just had my brother out here. My brother and his girlfriend came out for 2 weeks. Yeah, it's so good to show him around.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was great, man. Really good fun. Yeah, you should definitely do it at some point. Not as rugged as Mongolia or some of the other places you've been, but I mean, on a level with Thailand, where it's easy to travel, it's nice, you know, great people, good food, loads of places to go and shoot.
Food is quality. That's a big deal for me.
Yeah, same. So we were speaking about this last night, me and a few friends at dinner. We were saying, you know, do you have a budget for food? And I was like, absolutely not. Like, that is the last thing on earth I'm ever going to budget for is food.
No, why would you?
No, can't sacrifice it.
I would rather walk 100 miles and eat a good meal than spend exactly. money on something else.
I said I'd rather sleep outdoors.
Yeah, than, camping
than,
is easy.
Then go cheap on my food.
Perfect. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, you're always welcome to come out here, though.
Sweet.
Like I said, we got that place, got the spare room, so all you need to do is get yourself a flight, or get your band to pay for the flight, as they do.
There you go. That actually, well, we are going that way in October, so it's a very...
To Bali or just Asia?
No, like, we're doing an Asia-Australia tour.
Sick.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, let me know when you're around.
That'd be easy. Very cool.
Yeah, we'll still summon out.
Awesome. Okay, so besides Peru, what else do you have planned for the future for travel?
So I've got Peru for about 2 weeks, then I go home back to Bali, and I think I should be in Bali for another 10 days. I've got a trip in Kazakhstan.
Ooh. That makes me very jealous.
Yeah, I thought it might. Got a trip in Kazakhstan, which I'm pumped for. Never been, so that's a new country. Loads of cool stuff lined up on that trip, like the mountains out there. And I think on one of the days we were actually going out to meet like eagle hunters.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it should be sick. So I got that. And then I think I'm coming back to Bali for a month or so. I've got some work I need to get on with. And I would have only spent about a week in the new place, and we would have had it for like 2 months. So I already got to get some downtime there.
Okay.
Then I think like we're looking at actually heading to the States in September time, August, September. We're looking to head out to the States for a month.
Anywhere specific?
So I was going to do the autumn there, but... So I would have done like the Northeast, I mean like New Hampshire and spots like that, but yeah. I think I'm going to skip that and I'm going to actually save the autumn for China. And I think we're going to do mainly the West Coast and then down into like Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, but we'll probably start up in Oregon. I'm not too sure, and we haven't got a definitive plan yet, but I've got an idea of where I want to go. So mostly like East Coast down into the southern states.
Okay.
I want to go into the deserts there. They look awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome down there.
Yeah. So that, and then we're thinking China for the autumn. So I'd like to spend around a month in China. I just love it, mate. And I feel like I never see photos from the autumn there, which is what put me off going to the States, because I know everyone's going to be there.
Yeah.
Shooting the same things, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it looks incredible out there, which is why I want to go.
It is pretty amazing.
Just for the autumn, I want to try and do something a bit different. And then nothing much after that. I had some plans to go to Russia in December with one of my friends from home.
That's cold.
Yeah, sounds cold, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, but it should be fun. And I'm not sure after that, mate. No date set in stone, but a lot of plans in the pipeline, so I'm pretty pumped for that.
That's good. That's very awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It gives us something to look forward to.
Yeah, always. Absolutely. I'm always trying to conjure up some new nonsense on the future.
Yeah, what about yourself? Any trips planned? I mean, you got the tour in Asia.
Yeah, we've got lots of work. I'm going to try and like do a week or two before... And try and, you know, try and go to somewhere new, maybe somewhere in Australia or something.
So would you meet them out here? You would do it 2 weeks before the tour, and then you'd meet the guys?
Yeah, or the tour starts in Sydney, so I would meet.
Oh, sweet.
So I would meet, I would meet them there like 2 days before, and then we would start working.
That's sick. I think we've got a trip lined in Australia too. No dates on that, but just sorting out the finer details with the company we're working for. So hopefully we'll make that happen in the next few months. I've never been there either, so
it's pretty awesome. I really love Australia.
Yeah, what do you love about it?
I love the coffee. I love the people. I love Victoria. I love like the Great Ocean Road, and like the dirt is awesome. Like the outback is cool. Just everything is really rad.
Sick. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's super fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that. It should be great. It was only supposed to be a 5-day trip, but that does, to me, doesn't seem long enough. So I'd like to think after that 5 days is up, we'll stay on and do another couple of weeks out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big place.
Huge place, yeah.
I mean, it's very diverse. Like, the north is all like rainforest and jungle, and then the outback. It's incredible.
Yeah, mad. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I haven't done too much research into Australia, to be honest. So I'll have to look at planning that a little bit. I definitely want to hit I've got a lot of friends in like Sydney and Melbourne. And I say friends, they're like Instagram friends, but it'd be great to finally meet up with them.
Yeah, of course.
It's always nice to like meet people face to face, instead of having these online conversations.
Oh yeah, it's 100% agree.
Yeah, totally, man.
Okay, so before we go, do you have any travel tips or advice for the people listening?
Yeah, pack light. Absolutely, pack light. I see some people walking through the streets with like 70-liter bags, and I just can't comprehend how that works, how they carry it. Pack light, it makes your life so much easier. Go like you, take like 3 t-shirts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Other tips, Christ. I mean, always take your camera. You're trying to be in the moment and you couldn't give a toss about social media, always take a camera. It's always nice to look back on the places you've been and the people you've met and stuff like that. And I think my other piece of advice would just be to go with an open mind.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest of all of the ones I could ever advise anybody.
Yeah, like going to India, going to China, been with a lot of people in those environments. You get like super stressed out and they get super pissed off just because it's not what they're used to. But you just need to go with an open mind and understand that, where you live is not the center of the earth. And
yeah,
that's not how the world works.
That's not how the world works at all. I love it.
Yeah.
And then could you tell everybody where they can follow along with your adventures?
Yeah, sure. So I'm mainly on Instagram right now, at George Hammond on Instagram. I will soon be moving into YouTube. As soon as I have, I'll be in touch and let you guys know about that. Yeah. Yeah. Starting to look into getting to more video.
Awesome. Very cool. I've always wanted to, but I don't know. Video frightens me.
So it's finding the time to do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Looks like a very time-consuming thing, but I'm pumped to do it. I mean, it would be nice to like branch out into someone else and get my teeth into something new.
Very cool. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome, mate. Thanks for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, it's really good to chat, finally.
Remember to check out George's work on Instagram, at George Hammond. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, at Lost in Transit PC. You can also email me at lostintransitpc@gmail.com. Tell me all your wants and desires and dreams, travel things, and such. I'd love to hear where you all want to go. And what you all want to do. Until next time, get lost.